Over the weekend, two infants died from malnutrition and dehydration at a Gaza City hospital, according to Gaza's health ministry. The UN Population Fund says newborns in Rafah are being put four or five in a single incubator, with most not surviving. Humanitarian aid to Gaza has dropped by half in the last month, and aid agencies say their aid convoys are systematically denied access to people in need. So when the UN Security Council convened Tuesday for a meeting on protecting civilians in armed conflict, the news was not good.
And I'm here to report on a grave situation in Gaza.
Ramesh Ramasinghan is with the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, or OCHA. He's one of three officials that briefed the Security Council on food security in Gaza. He says at least 576,000 people, a quarter of Gaza's population, are, in his words, facing catastrophic levels of deprivation and starvation. He described shortages of food and fuel, damaged infrastructure, destroyed bakeries, overcrowding, and conditions ripe for epidemics. And then there's damage to crops, bombed greenhouses, and farms abandoned because of evacuation orders.
Unfortunately, as grim as the picture we see today, there is every possibility for further deterioration. Military operations, insecurity, and extensive restrictions on the entry and delivery of essential goods have decimated food production and agriculture. Food security experts warn of complete agricultural collapse in northern Gaza by May if conditions persist.
As many aid officials have done before, he emphasized the importance of a ceasefire.
At this stage, very little will be possible while hostilities continue and while there is a risk that they will spread into the overcrowded areas of south of Gaza. We therefore reiterate our call for a ceasefire. If nothing is done, we fear widespread famine in Gaza is almost inevitable.
Carl Scow is deputy director of the World Food Programme. He says aid workers are unable to mount a relief operation at the scale needed to reverse the crisis, noting that the World Food Programme had to pause deliveries to northern Gaza.
We need a functioning operating environment. We need the port of Ashdod and the Karni crossing to open so we can import food and other essential supplies swiftly and at scale. And we need a working humanitarian notification system and a stable communications network to keep humanitarian staff safe. If nothing changes, a famine is imminent in northern Gaza.
After the briefings, Security Council members had their turn to speak. Israel is not a member of the council, but it was invited to attend. Israel's representative said his country is going above and beyond what is expected to care for civilians.
Some of the briefers' claims are intended to divert the focus from an ongoing failure in handling and managing the distribution of aid to those in need, and also serves to propagate Hamas lies.
Palestine's representative, another non-member of the council, also spoke, saying famine is worsening each day that Israel carries out what he calls criminal aggression.
An entire population has been stripped of its dignity and means for survival, rendered completely dependent on humanitarian aid, which is tragically not reaching them.
Other speakers included representatives of the United States and Russia, although those two got into a bit of a back and forth.
So Russia is in no position, frankly, to criticize any country while it continues to flagrantly and relentlessly violate the UN Charter.
Who should be lecturing us about that? The country who destroyed Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, and carpet-bombed in barbaric way those countries. Yugoslavia also is on the list. So before you next try to see a mote in my eye, you should see the beam in yours.
As dire as the situation is in Gaza, aid workers say they're ready to ramp up their work as soon as conditions on the ground make that possible. So far, 161 humanitarian workers have been killed in the fighting. Slovenia's representative to the Security Council says there are times to make choices, and Slovenia chooses a ceasefire to prevent famine in Gaza.
Let's engage seriously to see if we can square the circle, to see if our red lines can be aligned into a document that would silence the skies above Gaza and Israel and bring food to the starving Palestinians.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.